Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, June is Internet Safety Month, and I have to giggle just a little because as a mother of a 10 and 13-year-old, I am constantly trying to be vigilant about what they see and do on the internet and whether or not they're loading up viruses or whether they're on Instagram or Facebook or any number of things. I can't even hardly keep track. I'm trying. I know you parents are trying as well. Well, today we have Dr. Gwen Scurgeon O'Keefe. She is pediatrician, author, parenting, and digital media expert. She's the CEO of Pediatrics Now. So Dr. Gwen, help the parents like me out there keeping track of all of these things our kids have. They have an iTouch and a cell phone and their laptops, and it's dizzying.
Yes, it is. And I think this is today's world. You know, kids like us have a lot of gizmos and they're portable and they're often finding apps and games before we even know they're using them.
They are, and we're trying to look at what they're doing to see if it's too violent or if there's a sexual nature to it or if there's too many bad words or, you know, what's a parent to do?
Well, I think the first lesson is you don't want to wait until you give your kid the gizmo to start thinking about those questions. You want to foster a healthy communicative relationship with your child as young as possible, so that when you introduce technology and these discussions come up, it's already part of a healthy relationship. Where parents get into trouble is when they don't have that foundation of a healthy relationship, and then they try to talk about a tough topic. And that's true whether it's technology, sex education, drinking, drugs. It doesn't matter what the hot button topic is. If you don't have that healthy good foundation with your kids, it's hard to monitor what they're doing.
I'm loving that my kids are playing Minecraft online because it's a pretty innocuous game. It's innocent and there's not a whole lot of really anything bad, but so many of the, you know,
well, Melanie,
YouTube.
I don't want to burst your bubble,
okay,
but it looks bad. But then a kid who's creative will start to say, what if I build a zoo and then add a dinosaur and then see if I can get the dinosaur to attack people? Kids will sometimes come up with all sorts of creative things that we don't think of that might look alarming, but then to a kid is just part of kids' creative nature because maybe they saw Jurassic Park the night before. So we have to remind ourselves that kids are kids and that they are going to use these games as a creative expression of other things they've seen and been exposed to. We allow them to do. So you're right, it is a pretty innocuous game, but it's also
it's got potential.
An artist's slate. It allows them to explore sides of them in other things that they see and hear, which is very appropriate. So our job as parents is to monitor ourselves too, and to remember that they need to have some sort of expression, and technology can allow them to do that. So what we have to do is be able to say, this is okay in this setting, but taking a picture of another child and making fun of that child is not okay. So, you know, we have to be able to help our kids understand that it's one thing to create a zoo and, you know, mimic Jurassic Park because it's out there as a media image and they saw the movie. It's another thing to maybe put their friend in the zoo and then use it as a way of harassing their friend or making fun of their friend or some other thing. So, you know, it's all part of a big dialogue that if you're active with your children and you're monitoring what they're doing, you can see if what they're doing is innocent play and just an expression of what they're seeing and hearing and feeling or something more insidious.
So first, we have to have the dialogue with our children. We first have to know about the gizmos that we are giving them. Now give us a little guide for parents about online behavior for our children. There's Instagram and there's Facebook. Two things right there.
You may not need to have a big dialogue with your kids. It's like everything. You know, I think some of it, parents seem to think you need to have these big, gigantic, meaningful talks with their kids. I've got one child about to go to college and another in the middle of high school. And the honest truth is kids don't respond to these big, heated, meaningful talks. What they respond to is guidance, good examples, and feedback. So it's they want people that can be there for them and that can help them understand right from wrong. But if you sit them down and give them a big lecture, it'll be like the old Charlie Brown Peanuts movie.
Wah, wah, wah. I know where you're going with that.
Okay. That does not work. That does not work at all. Even if your kid has done something horrible, that just doesn't work. You have to raise your kids to, from the time they're little, to have normal, meaningful conversations. So if they're using Instagram, for example, you have to remember that the age to use all of these apps and all of these programs is 13 and older. So the first thing is to make sure they're an appropriate age. And then you just want to kind of casually ask them in a very low-keyed, appropriate way, like maybe during dinner, hey, is anything going online? Have you posted anything new to Instagram? Can you show me? You know, or have an Instagram account yourself so you can see what your kids are doing, and just ask them.
What if they say it's private?
Where are the privacy settings? I don't know. Have them show you where they are so you can be sure.
What if they say, Mom, it's private? I don't want you to, that's my private business. I don't want you to invade it.
Well, then what you say is you don't confront them right away. You can just say, well, I'm just curious. Why do you want to keep that private? You know, find out from them what the meaning is. And they might say to you, well, all my friends are private, keep it private from their parents. And you can say, well, you know, I understand that. You're a teenager, and there are going to be certain times you want to keep it private. And when you're older in high school, I think that would be the best time, or when you go to college. But when you're young, we don't feel that that's appropriate. So if you're going to use the phone or whatever it is that they happen to be using that we paid for, the accounts have to be open.
I love that I paid for it, so I get to see what your text message is.
You may just have to say, you know, until we're sure you're using it safely, and you can just say, look, I'm not worried about you. I trust that you're using it safely. It's the other people out there. And give them some examples. You can say, you know, there was an example in the news of somebody who cyberbullied somebody through Instagram or somebody who did something bad. We just want to know you're safe. We're not going to go on and invade your privacy. We're not going to be checking every 2 minutes. But we need to make sure. And then give them examples of future life. Things like if you post something on Instagram that isn't appropriate or on Facebook, you might not get into the college you want or you might not get into that job you want. We're just trying to look once in a while to make sure that your privacy settings are appropriate and that you're not posting something that could somehow undo all the great work you're doing. And if you phrase it in a way that kids understand, they will usually back down. Now, I can tell you, kids that have something, don't have something to hide, do not have a problem with their parents
usually
following
won't
them.
Care. Or if you're, you know, you're friends with your child on Facebook or following them on Instagram, then you can even check it. I mean, I know it's a little bit subversive, but you can check it as often as you want.
Well, the honest truth is kids who have a good relationship with their family do not have a problem with any of this. They want you to check. They want you to be involved. My kids are always asking me if I saw their latest picture on Instagram. And, you know, it becomes the greatest fun. We text 1,000 times a day. We share Facebook pictures and Instagram pictures. It becomes that lifeline to a family, especially as a kid is about to go off to college or when they're at summer camp. It's the kid who really is adamant about hiding something where you have to take a step back and go, no, why is this?
Why
is it a kid who's always been defiant? Are they getting into trouble? Have they been bullied? It may be a child you're already worried about. So that may be something where if they really don't want to friend you or follow you, that you have to ask yourself why. Now, if they
Dr. Gwen, we only have about 20 seconds. Best advice for internet
Best
safety.
Advice is make sure you have a good relationship with your kids starting young. And if your antennas are up that they're doing something that they shouldn't be doing, you are probably right, but be low-keyed about how you snoop about it because you want to find out the information without them running from you more.
Without them running from you more, June is Internet Safety Month. And as parents, it's up to us to kind of keep our children safe with all of the web and media out there. So that's what it's about right here on Healthy Children and Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.